WATIX ABATR. Only got a moment, but I thought I didn't see you. I'll let you know when you're making it in. Which machine are you on?
It's a good question. It says CARC44 on the Andy Talking menu. I'm in Chelsea. Well, I'm south of Chelsea by the Chrysler Proving Ground. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you're on the Chelsea machine. You know, it's connected to a bunch of others, so I'm on the West Bloomfield, 442.5, and which is connected to a whole bunch of other ones around the city. So, yeah, you're making it in. You've got some noise on you, as they call baking frying, but doing okay. My name is Phil, Papa Henry in Dilema. What's yours?
Andy, Adam Nancy David Young is my name. Listed in the call book and stores that is Andrew. I go by Andy. I'm sitting out on the side lawn here underneath a big maple tree, and there's a nice breeze, even though it's pretty warm outside. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, according to my car, it's 91 out here in the Bloomfield area. So it's a scorcher, and it's just going to get hotter. So stay cool, and I'm driving where I'm going. As I said, I was going to just be here for a moment. Nice talking to Andy. Catch you later. ABAPR.
Okay, Phil, I wonder if you know the story behind the outage with the NOAA weather broadcast from Detroit, and Adrian is what we listen to out here. I turned that on this morning and was getting the station from Butler, Ohio, almost full quieting. But they haven't been on the air for a good 24 hours. The NOAA 162.55, 162.450. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I did not know they were off. So, that's interesting. It must have had some kind of technical problem, I assume. Well, or maybe it's part of the budget cuts, you know? Maybe DOE says, yeah, we don't need that weather station. I don't know. All right, I'm here. AV8PR, out.
Hey, Phil. Maybe they got it to tie to the temperature. When the temperature goes above 90 degrees, they shut down the transmitter. WAPIX, Chelsea, Michigan, signed.